America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Want to win money? B98.5 gives you five chances to win $1,000 each weekday.
Your first chance each day is at 8 a.m. with Tad, Drex, and Kara.
Good morning. What's going on, Kara?
So I've got another crazy situation happening on my little street, this time with another neighbor.
What is going on over there?
I don't know. We know Old Man River is alive and well, and he put his trash out and everything's fine. He's back being weird.
You also recently had the SWAT
team called on my brother. Yeah, and there was like 12 cop cars that like lined the street.
And you also revealed after Old Man River was alive that you were having another window put into your house so you could keep an eye on the people that lived on the other side of your house.
Across the street.
Mm-hmm. And that's the witness protection house because of some other nonsense.
Yeah, so they moved out in the middle of the night. The previous tenants moved out in the middle of the night, and we figured that you only do that if you're running from something or you're in witness protection. So that's why we've coined that house witness protection. This doesn't have to do with any of those neighbors.
But Kara, you and your husband Ryan have not yet had the conversation of maybe it's time for us to get out of here, find somewhere a little bit more quiet.
No, we love our little street. I'm two doors down from my mother. I'm not going anywhere.
She loves keeping an eye on all these neighbors. She loves all the drama in the neighborhood. Yes, it distracts her from her own misery.
Well, this weekend, we got a little text message from our next door neighbor that said, "Good morning, guys. You haven't seen any of my kids going out late at night from any of your cameras, have you?"
So your neighbors know that your husband's got like 65,000 cameras.
Yeah, they know that we've got cameras all over the place. Right. And they've got some teenage boys, and the teenage boys know we have cameras all over the place. And I guess one or both of them has been sneaking out.
Or are suspected of sneaking out.
Apparently did because he turned the internet off in their house so he wouldn't be caught on their cameras.
Oh my God.
So that's why they're reaching out to us to see if we have any evidence that their kid was sneaking out.
And have you looked to see if you have any evidence? Because if you do, you can't hand that over.
I agree. We have looked. We do have evidence. My husband wants to give it over and like...
Of course.
And tell rat on these kids. And I'm like, no.
The kids are under 18?
Yes.
It is his duty to inform the parents that he has confirmed what they are suspecting.
Ted, you're saying hand over that evidence?
Absolutely. These are kids.
But I'm afraid the kids will like figure out that we were the ones who like gave their parents the evidence and then will retaliate against us.
They should know that you've got cameras. And then if you didn't have cameras, somebody else would have cameras.
And not just that, but like, I think we should use this as blackmail. Like, help us out. Do some yard work for us. You don't want me to rat your parent, like send this footage to your parents? Then how about some yard work, bud?
You're saying go to the kids who are being accused of sneaking out saying, "Hey, I've got this raw footage."
Yeah,
you've got the evidence.
Yeah, your parents want to know if you've been sneaking out. Obviously, we have. We've got you on camera. Now get back there and mow the yard.
It all comes down to because if you do that, then the parents, then you're in trouble with the parents, or they think less of you. They don't like you. They don't talk to you. They asked you for something. They're trying to
come on.
Raise
we've all been
kids.
Teenagers and snuck out before, and they're perfectly fine. So why use this?
Because you have evidence for the parents to be able to parent their kids, to be able to say, "Hey, look, don't." Now you've lied about this. You shut off the internet. You've lied. Here's the evidence. The kids know there's cameras over there.
But Ted, what do you gain if Kara does turn over the evidence like you're suggesting she do? What did Kara and Ryan gain from doing that?
The satisfaction that they did the right thing.
I don't want to bust
these poor kids.
Keeping
those kids safe. What if one of the kids sneaks out of the house another night? The parents didn't know that they snuck out the first time because you held that information back. What if something happens to the kids? You're going to feel terrible.
But that shouldn't be on me.
You knew that they snuck out. You had evidence that they snuck out. You did nothing.
Well, I mean, obviously the parents know that they're sneaking out because he turned the internet off on their own home.
Let's see what the people think. 404-741-0985 if you want to join the conversation. Should Kara and her husband turn over this footage or not is the question. Another day, another neighbor, another problem. Kara wondering whether or not, so your neighbors, the parents are asking you if you have footage on your cameras, on your millions of cameras that you have, of their kids sneaking out of the house.
Yes.
Do you help the parents bust the kid? Do you tell the kid that you've got the footage? Because you do have the footage.
We do have the footage.
You see him, like, jumping out the window? Is that what it, like?
You see a ghostly figure running across the front lawn. Boy. So I don't have where they've actually jumped the fence, but there is a fence on that side, and you just see them kind of cutting across
and
the yard.
It's not the ghost of the old man who we've been talking about for 2 minutes. He's alive. Yeah.
That sits in the corner of your house.
It's definitely one of their teens.
My gosh. Wow. So you're wondering whether or not you should turn this footage over to the parents. Tracy and Cumming.
Kara is wrong. I'm so sorry, but you are wrong. I rarely ever disagree with you. However, you do not know the situation in that house. Those parents may be fearing for their kid and what they're doing in the middle of the night to feel the need to sneak out. Mm-hmm. Number one, they could be trying to help them. Number two, if that kid is just sneaking out and being boys, he would not have the need to disable the internet. And if he is that smart, how long do you think it's going to take him to disable yours? You have a child.
Yes, and I am worried about that.
They may be having troubles at home, and this is a desperate parent trying to help their child. You don't know.
Which is one reason why I'm a little concerned about, like, turning over the footage, because then I'll have the angsty teenager
retaliating against you, turning
their anger towards me.
Well, who would you rather anger? Like I asked before, would you rather anger the parents or the kids?
I mean, I'd rather not anger anybody, but if the parents don't know we've got the footage, we can at least have a little bit of leverage with the kid, maybe?
But yeah, you were talking about letting the kid know that the parents are asking for the footage can get chores done around your house.
The kids gotta know their parents are already sniffing around. Like, their jig is up. Their parents know that they're sneaking out. They just want evidence to really bust them with, and I don't want to give up that evidence because I don't want to get caught in the middle of it.
Well, you say you don't want to get caught in the middle of it, but it sounds like you want chores.
Yeah.
You want the lawn mowed.
I mean, wouldn't that be nice?
Bags of mulch aren't going to open themselves, right?
Yeah. You want to join 404-741-0985. Should Kara stay out of this? Should she tell the kids, or should she go to the parents with this footage? If your neighbors said that their kids snuck out and were wondering if you had any footage on your Ring doorbell of their kids sneaking out so they had evidence, mm-hmm. wouldn't you immediately help them?
Or stay out of it because you've had so many problems in that neighborhood, mm-hmm. Kara, already.
I mean, part of me wants to stay out of it. Part of me wants to help them bust the kid. And part of me wants to get some free labor out of it and tell the kid, look, you know, your parents are sniffing around. I've got the footage. I'm not going to give you up in exchange for some manual labor.
Tama and Roswell was just on the phone with us, Karen. She wants to know if just going straight to the kids and letting them come clean to their parents is an option. Eliminating the whole blackmail. Okay.
It's an option, yes. But I really would like some free labor out of it.
And then Kathy was curious if your son was in the same situation. Mm-hmm. Would you want another parent to tell you?
Of course I would. Of course I would.
Jessica Noonan.
All right. So I don't know if Kara has kids or not, but either way, if it were your child, wouldn't you want somebody to tell you? Because it is 2024 and these kids are doing crazy stuff. So
I do have a baby, but he's just a baby at this point, and we are heavily surveilled at my house, so there's no way, even if he were to turn the internet off, because our cameras are solar-powered. So my kid would be... he's getting busted regardless.
Ryan's already thought that far in advance.
Yeah, oh yeah. But I feel bad, turning over evidence on this kid.
I feel terrible for the parents of this kid who didn't realize that their kid could cut their internet and their cameras and everything and are not able to keep their kids safe. And they've got neighbors in you and Ryan that are not helping.
Yeah, and there's a saying that goes, you can't be a friend, you got to be a parent. Don't worry about, how you feel. You have to parent the kids.
You're the best, Jessica. Thank you so much.
day.
Amanda in Woodstock.
Hi.
You have a sneaky solution.
Ooh, I like.
I do. Tara needs to go to the parents with the footage, say, hey, you're right, this is what's going on, but don't tell your son that we gave you the footage or that you even know. And then Tara goes to the son and is like, hey, I have this footage, do this yard work for me, and do all this stuff. Ooh. And the son is feeling guilty, doing the work, getting punished, but everyone is happy.
All right, so the parents get the footage, but then you tell the parents, don't tell your kid that I gave you the footage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the parents will know that you're having the kid do chores. They just don't know why. Like,
no.
That's their punishment.
What do you mean?
But
they would know why.
The kid would know why, but supposedly the parents are just, what do they think, that the kid is just doing
no,
this?
No, I'm going to tell the parents that, like, if I give them the footage and try and keep this quiet and do this solution that she suggested,
right?
I would tell them, like, I'm going to go to your kid and I'm going to tell him that I've got this footage and I'm not going to give
know.
You
so
up,
the kid
but I'm going to have him do some right. yard work. So the parents will know that he's being punished.
It's all leading to you getting yard work done at your house.
Yeah, why not? My husband's got a bad back. Somebody's got to do the yard.
404-741-0985. Was it a boy or a girl that snuck out of the house?
It's a boy.
It was a boy.
Make a difference?
I knew the answer already. I just wanted to confirm what I suspected. 404-741-0985. You can leave us a message. Use the open mic of the B98.5 app. Another neighbor situation in Kara's unbelievable, where a neighbor's kid, teenage kid, sneaking out of the house, and the parents ask Kara, because they know that they've got tons of cameras, mm-hmm. will you please check the footage? If you see him sneaking out, could you provide us with the footage? Kara, you have the footage.
We do.
You see this figure moving in dark shadow.
Yes,
clearly
you see the ghostly figure of their teenage boy running across the lawn.
So any normal person would hand that footage over to the parents immediately. We all know that.
Or stay out of it, Dad.
But instead, staying out of it, no. And also telling the kid, hey, listen, your parent, like, do not do side deals with teenagers. Bad news. More in Decatur.
You don't know if this child's already impulsive and poor decision-making skills. What's to say they wouldn't retaliate against a neighbor that ratted them out?
So, Maura, do you don't tell anybody, don't tell the parents, don't tell the kids, just totally stay out of it?
I would stay out of it because obviously there's problems within the family.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Who didn't sneak out when they were teenagers, or who didn't think about sneaking out when they were teenagers? You guys are making this kid sound like a class A criminal.
Well, I mean, he could be, and he could just be
a dumb 17-year-old.
I do. He's a great kid. I don't think he's doing anything nefarious, but obviously he's going against his parents' wishes and sneaking out.
If you want to have a good relationship with a kid and a good relationship with a parent, tell the kid, hey, your parents asked me for footage. I have it. I'm giving it to them, and I'm sorry. No lawn
right.
mowing, no blackmail, all on the up and up. But it does take a village to raise a child. You got it. If you see something, say something.
But even my best friend sent me a text just a minute ago, and she says, you don't want teenagers messing up your house. Snitches get stitches.
Is this the type of neighbor that you want living on your street? Someone like Kara, who's always in everybody's business, calling people out, trying to do safety welfare checks for old men that she thinks are dead.
No, not calling welfare checks so she could see how things play out.
Right.
All right. So in all these other situations that we've dealt with in the past, those are adults. This is a kid.
Mm.
Open mic. You can leave us a message. Use the open mic on the B98.5 app.
I think his parents should be given the footage because it's a safety issue. My son snuck out in the fall, and he got busted by cops, and that was crazy.
It's probably a better situation because, well, what ends up happening? All right, Kara, you hand over this footage, and they yell at the kid or whatever. You think he's not going to do it again? I got caught. I'm never doing that again.
No, he's going to want to, but they're going to improve security at their house so that he can't.
He'll just get smarter and figure it out, and then he'll be messing with our security cameras as well as his parents' security cameras because teenagers will do what they want to do when they want to do it. I'd rather him get caught by the police, and then I'm out of it.
Mm. Yeah, but the scary thing is what is he doing? What are teenagers these days doing when they sneak out of the house.
Looking
Beats
at their
me,
phones.
And we were going to the booty shaking club. I don't know.
Kara. Right. Oh. So you don't want these kids. They're probably drinking alcohol. They're driving drunk. And you have the power to stop this before it even gets started.
Or maybe they're not. Doing it. Maybe he's just going down the street to like his friend's house. Or I know that there's a little young lady that lives down the street that he could be going to visit.
How do you know all that? You are way too in. You need to eliminate yourself.
About the girlfriend?
Oh my God.
It's not a girlfriend. Lord. They're just friends.
Oh my God.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Cesarica.
Kara got it right. I said Tessarica, and Kara's like, it's Tessarica. Don't be so silly.
Everyone says my name wrong. So I was like, oh, should I go by Tess instead? But I was like, no, I got a little bit of faith. Kara's going to get it right.
All right, well, now you get to kick her out of the studio.
All right, well, see you later, Kara.
See you, Tessarica. Good luck.
So Smarty Pants is going to step out for a few minutes while we ask you these five trivia questions. Then we're going to bring her back in. We'll ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She has to pay you $100 of her own money. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Rolling Stone magazine revealed Jolene is the number one country song of all time. Who sings that song?
That was Barty.
Question number two. Danny McBride confirmed filming of season 4 of The Righteous Gemstones.
Yes.
Is underway. True or false, Danny McBride also plays the character Kenny Powers.
That's true. I'm going to go with true.
Question number three. Fans say the outfit Joe Jonas wore to a film festival over the weekend reminded them of Colonel Sanders. How many herbs and spices are in the Colonel's original recipe?
7.
Number 4. Nelly Furtado is the latest artist to perform on NPR's Tiny Desk concert series. What does NPR stand for?
National Press Release. I don't know.
And number 5, the Home Alone house located outside of Chicago is put on the market for $5 million. What's the name of the pizza shop that delivers to the McAllister's house?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm drawing the blank. I'm not even sure.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. Bring in Kara back in.
All right. Tessarica in East Point struggled a little bit this morning. It's Monday. Yeah. It's Tuesday after the holiday. Feels like a Monday.
You started strong. You really did. Kara, ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, who sings the song Jolene?
Dolly Parton.
All right. Tessarica got that right. 1-1.
Number two, true or false, Danny McBride played the character Kenny Powers.
True.
All right, it's 2-2.
Number 3, how many herbs and spices are in the Colonel's original recipe?
16.
Tessarica said 7. The answer is
11.
11.
Everybody knows that. Yes. Come on. Well, not everybody.
Still 2-2.
Number 4, what does NPR stand for?
National Public Radio.
All right, Tessarica got it wrong. It's 3-2.
And number 5, what's the name of the pizza shop that delivers to the McAllister's house in Home Alone?
Little Nero's.
That's what we were looking for.
Good one.
Final score this morning, 4-2. Tessarica and East Point, are you smarter than Kara?
Not at all.
Kara, your new record, 1,782 wins and 55 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Tessarica.
Oh, it's all right.
I feel like people are using your name too often, and it's a way to just rub it into me that it's Tessarica.
Everyone does that. If they get my name right, they're like, nope, I'm not calling you a nickname.
No cash, but you get 4 tickets to Sesame Street, the musical, happening June 5th to August 4th at the Center for Puppetry Arts. Tickets starting at $29. For more information, SesameStreetMusical.com. But you are all set, Tessarica.
My son Adonis will be so excited. Yay!
Your son what now? I'm just kidding.
Oh, Adonis. No, you can say Adonis.
Hang on. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35.
If you like what you hear, we'd love for you to give us a rating. We prefer 5 stars, though, so if you don't like what you hear, feel free to not leave us a rating. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings on B98.5. giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine 85 today. It's 68 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you what was just named the greatest country song of all situation where you needed to help save someone's life.
That's always a tough situation because you don't know how you would react. Some people are like my mother-in-law, right, who's frantic out of her mind but can remain calm during stressful situations. So
it's kind of a fight or flight kind of thing. And apparently only half of us feel prepared to step in and help someone who's experiencing a medical emergency. Knowing CPR, the Heimlich maneuver, and how to make a tourniquet to stop bleeding are the top three things that someone needs to know in order to save someone's life.
What were those again?
Knowing CPR, knowing how to do the Heimlich maneuver, and knowing how to make a tourniquet to stop bleeding.
You know what's crazy is my sister Libby was choking or something. I just remember us rushing to the emergency room because she was having trouble breathing. Mm-hmm. So my entire life, I've had this anxiety. When my kids eat, if you're around, you'll notice, like, is that guy nuts? Because I'm like, chew it good, chew it good.
Little pieces.
And when I go to cut up their steak or whatever, they're the teeniest, tiniest little pieces.
Little slivers.
It's a millimeter. A joke in my family. And I just had this thought over the weekend. I was like, why don't I just learn the Heimlich maneuver? I think it'll make me feel safer around mealtime.
Or chew up their food for them, Tad. Duh.
Yeah, like the Alicia Silverstone method.
You don't need to baby bird them. But yes, knowing how to do the Heimlich maneuver and CPR, big things that all of us should know how to do.
I know the CPR. I'll sign up for the Heimlich. But tourniquet?
If you got a belt or a shoelace, you'll be good.
Throw a belt in there.
You'll be all right.
No. The sight of blood? No. Somebody else.
Now, you guys know I am not a huge country music fan, so this had to be a pretty big deal for me to mention it. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone just put together their list of the 200 greatest country songs of all time to celebrate the 10th anniversary of their Rolling Stone Country website.
Yeah.
Now, they said what makes a great country song is that it tells a story, draws a line, and has a twang you can feel down to the sole of your feet. So their pick for the greatest country music song of all time, Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Jolene?
I mean, listen, it's your list. Do with your list what you want. Is Jolene the greatest country song ever recorded? Absolutely not. But if Rolling Stone wants to say, no, songs better than Jolene, Bubba Shot the Jukebox, Big Old Brew and a Little Old You, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On, and those are just the bees.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Say good morning to Sean. You need help asking one of your tenants named Cassie to forgive you for, you kicked her out.
She's almost 2 months behind on the rent, and I've tried to make arrangements to help her out, but it's like, I got a mortgage to pay, you know?
Yeah, that puts everybody in a tough spot. Nobody wants to be behind on the rent, but also as a landlord,
you don't want to evict someone, especially not a single mom.
And you still have to pay bills, your mortgages. Yeah.
How did she react when you told her she had to go?
She wasn't there this weekend, so she's going to come home to find all of her stuff in the driveway. I actually had to move her out.
Dude, no, don't do that. No. I had a landlord do that to me. He moved us out of our house and put our stuff in storage. That I feel like that's illegal.
No, it's actually very much so in their right, but it doesn't make it any better.
Well,
Sean,
putting it in storage would be better than just leaving it out on the lawn.
I left it in the driveway because I thought she could take it immediately and not have to pay storage fees and moving fees.
Right,
like
she could just move
one.
She's away for the weekend and it rained all weekend.
No, I'm not a monster. I put tarps over everything.
Oh, okay.
This is so tough because here you are, a single mom who might be going through some stuff behind on rent, but then also a landlord who is running a business.
You say she's got kids or just a kid?
Just a kid.
I look forward to talking with Cassie coming up next. I have a hard time feeling any sympathy for you, but we'll help you ask forgiveness nonetheless. I want to make sure Cassie's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Sean needs forgiveness from now one of his former tenants, Cassie. While she was away this weekend, he had to move the stuff out of her apartment. She has a kid. Oh. He left the stuff out in the front. He said he's warned her. He's offered her arrangements for payment. It's been 2 months she was behind, but he is feeling bad with all the rain, even though there were tarps on the stuff. Like, he probably went a little too far on this, but business is business, right, Drax? Yeah,
very much so.
Sean, she's not going to know you're on the line when she first picks up, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Morning, is this Cassie?
Yes.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm okay. What's going on?
Have you been home yet?
Why? What's going on?
You haven't been home.
Do I need to get there now?
Where were you this weekend?
I was down in Alabama working all weekend at a restaurant mid-lake. Just making that extra money. I got a kid to support, you know, bills to pay.
What about your rent, though? You're 2 months behind on your rent.
No, he's not going to see a dime of this money. That guy's a scumbag.
Oh. You're talking about your landlord?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you pay your rent?
He wanted to take pictures of me.
He offered to take pictures of you, and then what? He would forgive your rent?
Yeah.
What kind of pictures are we talking here?
Well, hang on. Before you answer that, just to be fair, let's get Sean on here. Sean had called us. He wanted your forgiveness because he has evicted you from your house and moved your stuff out on the front lawn.
I've been gone all weekend. My stuff's down the lawn?
You're missing some context here. I said I wanted to use her for marketing materials for my properties. I was hoping she could be a model for some of the pictures for the rental website.
Oh, is that a real thing, Kara? You've done pictures before. Is that?
I mean, I've never done pictures in exchange for rent before.
He told me to wear something tight in the photos. Is that really for marketing? Come on.
Oh,
that was an autocorrect. I wrote, wear something bright, as in a colored outfit, so it pops in the photos.
I'm confused. Did you say wear something tight or wear something bright?
Bright. But apparently it auto-corrected. But we could have talked it through. I wanted to use her, you know, in the marketing material.
Sounded to me like you were prepared with that answer.
Uh-huh.
Like, I said bright. It was auto-correct. You caught that. You knew about that, but you never clarified that with Cassie. Did he clarify that with you, Cassie?
No, he didn't.
Well, clarified now.
Oh, okay, so if it is all out in the open, Cassie, is this something you're open for then?
You don't know this guy the way I know him. This is not the first time he's done something creepy around me. You were in the wrong. You have no right to do that with my stuff. I don't even know what I'm going to do.
It seems silly to ask right now, but this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Cassie, do you forgive Sean for kicking you out of your house after you refused to take nudes?
No.
Really? Seriously? No. Absolutely no.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save big.